A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus went down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and he was teaching them on the Sabbath. And they were astonished at his teaching, for his word was with authority. And in the synagogue there was a man who had the spirit of an unclean demon, and he cried out with a loud voice, "Ah, what have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And when the demon had thrown him down in the midst, he came out of him, having done him no harm. And they were all amazed and said to one another, "What is this word? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out." And the reports of him went out into every place in the surrounding region. For the past few weeks, I have been reviewing Aristotle's Rhetoric. It was my basic text in teaching speech and preaching for many, many years, because most of what Aristotle said about convincing people remains in practice today. He says there are three things necessary to convince an audience to do or think what you want them to. Of course, you have to present them with reasons for taking the course of action you want, reasons that the audience can accept, not necessarily the best or the strongest reasons, but the reasons the people listening to you can accept. That's important. But it's also important, Aristotle says, to put people in a mood for accepting what you want them to do or think. But the most important means of persuasion is not really the reasons or the feelings surrounding the reasons. It is the character of the speaker. The speaker's first duty is to get people to trust him or her. And that is really the primary source of a speaker's authority. We can see that Jesus knew something about this, although he certainly didn't know Greek rhetoric. But look at the way that Jesus taught. Today's gospel makes the point that he taught with authority, but of course that was the authority, at least in the gospel, this gospel of being able to cast out demons, which isn't the usual authority that other people have to strive for in preaching or in speaking. But what Jesus does do is present his arguments, his reasons for achieving the kingdom of God, which is the central theme of his preaching, in terms that people can understand and accept. He talks in terms they know about: fields and flocks and feasts. And that is certainly a way that he gets them in the mood to accept what he's talking about, is picturing the kingdom, first of all, as a great wedding feast. Well, now, who, especially in his society, doesn't want to be part of a wedding feast? But Jesus relies principally upon his personal authority, and not just the authority he got by casting out demons. The authority he achieved by identifying with people and their needs and their feelings, his sympathy for the troubled, for the sick, yes, and for the sinful. Especially he was sympathetic with the people's needs for a new order of things, economically and politically. Everybody he was talking to resented the power of the Romans. And he presented the hope that most of the people he was talking to had of a new order, a new kingdom. Now today, we celebrate Gregory the Great. He had a different kind of authority. Gregory the Great was, as it were, born for authority. He was a member of an ancient noble Roman family, born and trained to serve, born and trained to administer. It's not surprising that even as a young priest, he was sent by the Pope to the east, to Constantinople, to try to win their attention at what was then the center of the Roman Empire, to the Western world, which was being invaded by one pagan tribe after another, wandering tribes, wreaking devastation upon the cities of northern, central, and southern Europe, and yes, on Rome itself. Well, seeing that he was getting no place at all in interesting the people of Constantinople and Roman problems, he came home and was elected Pope. And then he began to use what authority he had, what possessions he had, to alleviate the people's fears by, in fact, buying off the invading Lombards threatening Rome, using his personal and papal resources to pay the kinds of fees they were demanding to cease their activities. But he did it, and he established a reputation for bringing peace and security to his people. And on the basis of that authority, he was able to undertake a vast program of church and civil reform in the Western world. So much so that at his death, and yes, even before, he was known as the Great. And the influence of the papacy that he established exists even today. But what about us today? How can we gain authority? Most of us don't go around casting out demons as Jesus did. Most of us are not born to the purple and trained in ways of administration from our youth, the way Gregory was. For me, a good example of how to gain authority today is our new Pope, Pope Francis. Yes, even the media are paying attention to him more than usual. That is, after the pomp and circumstance of the papal coronation or the papal inauguration is over. Why? Because he is talking in a way that people can accept and understand. He is talking about the needs of the poor. Anyone who knows anything about Jesus knows that he came first to the poor, the disadvantaged. And even people who don't know much about the history of the Roman Church know that if someone is to speak for Jesus, he needs to address the needs of the poor. His response, Pope Francis's response to those who complain that he's not speaking enough about doctrine is, people already know what the Church teaches on doctrinal matters. What they need to see is the Church reaching out in the same way Jesus did, being concerned about the same things that people are concerned about. And even though part of the world, especially the part we live in, is fairly well provided for economically and politically, our attention should be on those who are not yet so provided for, on the starving, on the homeless. Yes, and even on the sinners. Pope Francis, to me, offers a contemporary example of how to achieve authority. The authority the Church needs to carry out its mission of bringing faith and trust in God to our world today.